Get that same game multi feeling this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers, and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet. Conditions apply.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go and have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
For the final time in autumn 2023. It's winter tomorrow.
Oh, it is too. Gee, yep. It's been feeling like winter though.
Now it has.
Oh, it's lovely though.
Queenslanders new. Inability to handle cold. It's ridiculous.
No, I love it. It's great.
No, I know, but it's not that cold. It's still 23 degrees outside.
During the day, but it's cold. Our Queensland houses are not built for the cold.
That's
it's
a good point.
It's chilly. It needs underfloor heating sometimes, I think. But a little bit of a scare for Bruce Springsteen yesterday. He has lost his footing on some stairs while he was doing a show with the E Street Band.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're based in Amsterdam, and as he's gone up the stairs, he's tripped up and completely fallen over. He had the guitar around his neck, and they were actually performing the song Ghosts.
Can somebody swab him, please? For God's sake, somebody needs to swab him. Because if he's in Amsterdam and he's tripping over, I suspect I know exactly what's going on.
Not the first person to trip in Amsterdam.
No, exactly. Yeah. But Bruce Springsteen's allowed to do that. But he did have a very good sense of humour. He said, got up and his bandmates helped him up. And he said, good night, everybody.
Yeah.
And proceeded to walk away. But he didn't.
He's at hip breaking age. From a
he
fall.
Is
he's
73. Yeah, he's amazing. Did you know he's got a daughter that competed at the Olympic Games?
Yes, an Olympian.
Jessica in the equestrian. Show jumping. Yeah, she was silver in 2020. Oh, so they're a very, very famous family.
Mm. Going all right.
I've been lucky enough to see him four times. He's one of my old go-tos. What is our go-to? I mean, everybody's got a go-to Bruce song.
What's yours, Liesl?
Oh, mine's the River. I don't know if you guys know it.
Oh, lovely. That's a beautiful song.
Mm.
Yeah, you know when, you remember moments when you hear that song? You remember, like, you hear that song for the first time? Mine was at a pub in North Sydney called the Rag and Famish, and Billy Moore played it on the jukebox after a 12-hour session and was singing it word for word.
Oh.
And that's the first time I ever heard that song.
Really?
1995 or 1996 in the Christmas time. And I was like, mate, that's a tune. And that was where I heard it.
Well, this one, my favourite song from Bruce Springsteen is Streets of Philadelphia. Streets of
Philadelphia. Did he write this for the movie?
Yes. So it did feature in the movie where Tom Hanks played a HIV patient. And it's one of those movies that still makes you feel every moment. I still remember bawling my eyes out. It's just one of the most heartbreaking but most beautiful movies ever. And this song is just so beautiful.
I've never watched it.
Oh, you must. It's a real tearjerker, so make sure you're in the
mood
for it.
Well worth watching.
From all reports, Bruce Springsteen is the biggest legend in person.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out of his way to make sure people are paid properly, to make sure that the tickets are available for everybody, that no one's left out of anything. And I've heard reports from people in Australia that have said he's actually helped out with different things of people who weren't properly looked after, and he made
sure
that the staff were paid correctly for whatever tour he was on. So he's just an extraordinary man.
The book's a ripper. If you haven't read his book,
no, I haven't.
It is a great read. He's got some incredible stories. I went and saw him in Sydney as well. The other thing I've heard about him is that the set list are never the same. It's never phones it in. He always changes it up. I'm on fire is an all-time classic.
I love that.
But I'm going to throw this one out as my favourite Bruce song.
Oh, my hand.
Thunder Road.
Thunder Roads, mate. Unbelievable. It's the promised land.
God, he's good.
He's got so many hits.
So
bangers
many.
After bangers, mate. He's and you're right about that. I've been to him four times. He has never played the same songs. I've only ever seen him play The River once live out of four times. And I'm
what
like,
a
mate.
True star.
So I saw him in Sydney, must have been whenever he toured here last, so maybe 6 years ago. So he's late 60s at that point, crowd surfing.
Oh, you're kidding.
Crowd surfing. He leans, he goes on his back, crowd surfing.
Oh, what that is so great. I've got his Born in the USA on vinyl, and I love it. That iconic picture on the front with the Levi's jeans.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. It's so good.
We need we have to have a think about this off air about like some sort of Bruce Springsteen karaoke tribute night.
Oh, yes. That would be
with
amazing.
The family. Strictly Springsteen.
You can only sing Springsteen bangers. That's it.
And you can only wear Levi's jeans. That's it.
We're all, yeah. Well, we're going to make this happen.
This is great.
We'll sort this off then, though. Rush Hour Triple M. Prepare your goosebumps.
Here we go. State of Origin. A new year of Origin is finally here.
I've been talking about this for ages.
This is an amazing deal.
Simply the best.
We all remember how it ended last time.
To Cleary.
No!
Well, this year, Freddie's gone all in, but what could be his last hurrah?
Here comes Pippen! New South Wales have won it!
While for Queensland, the tried and tested pick and stick has gone out the window.
Queensland! It's a miracle! Oh, yeah!
Ponga, gone. Capewell, gone. Welsh, gone. Gay guy, gone.
They're not easy decisions to make, but they're made for the right reasons.
Billy's gone mad! But we all know what Origin is truly about.
Guy went in with what appeared an elbow.
You are off!
We've got Gordon Tallis being sent.
Just go!
Gordon Tallis.
Just go!
He has been sent off!
It's not about being the most skillful.
Well, they've come from everywhere like it was almost a rehearsal.
Not about who's the best on paper.
Rules are broken out.
Simply put, it's just about finding a way to win.
Look at the eyes of Bella! Oh, fired up!
Any.
Or Guyer and Lewis.
Way.
They're mouthing off at each other.
You can. For you, your team, but most importantly, your state. It's Australia's greatest rivalry. New South Wales versus Queensland. For our great mates at Ream and Maccas. Triple M rocks Origin.
Oh yeah, baby.
Feel them.
If that didn't get you in the mood, I don't know what will.
My skin is standing at attention. I'm ready to go. Dobbo, your boots on the ground in Adelaide, though. Is the vibe? Is there finally some vibe in the City of Churches about this game?
Yeah, there certainly is. And even the taxi drivers today were telling me that they've been picking up in droves from the airport. I'm standing and literally in the commentary box, the Triple M commentary box, looking at the Oval as we speak here. And it is absolutely picture perfect. Now, it's funny where you can't go on the field at the moment. I've got an access to go on there, but that's not till 5 o'clock today that they allow us on. But I was going in the lift, and it was interesting. I spoke to a cameraman. He said it's very, very damp underfoot. He said proper, proper wet, which would mean the reasons why they've got these blowers. You know those big jumbo leaf blowers or dryers? They've got them all out on the field at the moment as we speak, trying to dry that out. So, look, it hasn't rained all day here. There is a huge atmosphere. There's obviously 50,000 going to be there or 49,000 and something. And it will be game on in a little over 4 hours' time. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Russell Crowe is going to join us in half an hour's time from now in preparedness for this. We'll get the thoughts of the Gladiator. I know who the Gladiator backs in State of Origin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Christian Welch as well. He's going to join us after 5 o'clock. So, Dobbo, there's no dramatic team changes. When will we know what the set starting 17 is or 13 is for both sides?
Well, kickoffs is like 10 to 8 Queensland time. And so around 10 to 7, the final teams have to be in. Brad Fittler has said Tevita Pangai Jr. will start. I think the real question mark is whether or not Flegg starts instead of Tino, or potentially Lindsay Collins starts from the bench. But I think there'll be a late change up with their bench rotation for the Maroons. They're going to be 1-17. The Blues will be 1-17. They're not going to make any changes. Brad Fittler said that yesterday, so you trust him on that. But look, I mean, how do you split these two? I mean, there's not a lot in them, and it's obviously going to be an epic clash.
Not a lot in it, but are you confident with Queensland, or does this game make you quite nervous?
I think game one, and look, we've all been around it a lot. Game one, you just don't know. Both sides are amped up. They're both their best and first picked, so you just don't know. I will say that this is a strong Queensland team, and I genuinely mean that. They've always had to look for players, and they've always fought on the back of that spirit. Well, look, this is a very, very strong Queensland team that'll be playing tonight.
All right, we are counting you down to it. Dobbo is on location in Adelaide for Game 1. Lisa, where are you watching tonight?
I'm heading out to dinner, then I'm going to race home and watch it at home.
Watch it at home?
Yes.
Cheering for Queensland all the way?
Of course, but my husband is New South Welshman, so we've got a bit of a war in our house. Yes.
A house divided.
Yes, very much so.
I wonder if that's a common theme.
I reckon it is. I reckon there's a lot of people born in New South Wales that live in Queensland in our great state.
Let's talk about it next. It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo, brought to you by Sportsbet. Get that same game multi-feeling this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers, and bigger odds make it a same game multi with Sportsbet. We're all getting ready for the big game tonight. State of Origin, Game 1.
Sure.
Adelaide Oval. Dobbo, you're embedded in Queensland camp. But tomorrow night and Friday night, there's another big show going on. It's at the iconic Brisbane venue of the Trifford. It is Russell Crowe's indoor garden party.
I get the feeling that there may not be a roof on it after that. It might lift it.
He's ready to blow it off. And it is a pleasure to announce that for the first time on the Rush Hour, he joins us live as well. Russell Crowe, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we are so excited that you're going to be playing at the Trifford. I feel like that venue is far too small for you to be playing in because you will, like I said, rip the roof off. But it's an indoor garden party. I don't see you as a garden party kind of guy.
Well, not every name is literal.
What can we expect from your garden party?
Well, you know, indoor garden party is a big night of music, and there's four acts on. There's a young Sydney band called Myth of Her. There are two singers from Ireland, Lorraine O'Reilly, who's from Cavan. She's got this big, raspy, Bonnie Raitt sort of voice. And this other girl, Janet Devlin. You know, both those girls, you've got, you know, lots of material online you can go and have a listen to. And then the band I'm performing with at the moment is called the Gentleman Barbers. And we do our shows about 90 minutes or something like that. It's, you know, probably 3 hours altogether. Once you add everybody up. But yeah, it's just lots of different songs, audience engagement. And generally, like you say, roofs don't stand a chance. We just had a great show at the Miami Marquetta on the Gold Coast, and really looking forward to going to Brisbane. I haven't played a live show in Brisbane since I did the Caxton Street Festival in 2006.
Oh, I imagine that would have been amazing too. Caxton would have embraced.
Was that like the seafood festival? Was that like when they used to have the closed the whole street down and it was just lunacy?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was just seafood. I think it was like music festival and lots of different things going on. Yeah, it was outside and it was literally sort of playing on the back of a truck kind of thing.
Is your son Charles going to be joining you on this one? I saw he play guitar on previous ones. Is he going to join you in Brisbane?
Well, Charlie's in the middle of doing a degree at university, and he decided this year to make it extra difficult for himself. He thought he skated through last year too easily, so he's added. As you do, right? Latin at ancient Greek.
Oh, no.
He's building up to exams, and he's just saying, I would love to do some more shows, but I really got to concentrate on this. Oh. And so I'll just let him do that. But then later in the year, in June, we actually go to Europe and we play Malta, we play four shows in Italy, and we end up, this tour finishes in Karlovy Vary in the Czech Republic.
Oh.
So he'll do all this. With us after exams.
Russell, I'm sitting in the commentary box at Adelaide Oval ahead of the game tonight, and the halftime entertainment or the pre-game entertainment is the living end. I mean, mate, you've got enough pull. You saved South Sydney. How come the Gentlemen Barbers aren't halftime entertainment here this afternoon?
Because we're doing this.
You should be here playing and then they could fly you back tomorrow, mate.
No, we're all good. You got to look at the schedule, right? We played last night.
Yeah,
we're playing tomorrow night. You see how the schedule works?
Yeah, I do.
It can be tricky sometimes being two places at once, that's for sure. Now, we've got our Gladiator 2 coming out next year, which Pedro Pascal is going to be playing the Gladiator. But I'm very interested in your training.
I started a gym up in Sydney back in the day. And that little gym that I had was a private gym in Sydney, 98, is now actually a franchise of gyms. There's one up here in Brisbane that you can go to. But 98's a really serious room. You don't go to 98 because you casually want to go to the gym. You go to 98 because you want to climb Mount Everest. You know, 98's for people. What we call it 98 because we say with our systems, you're actually dealing with only 2% of the people who will actually say, I've got a goal, and they will actually accomplish it. Nothing to do with Gladiator 2. And I don't know who Pedro Pascal is, and I don't think that there's a role called the Gladiator in this film. They follow on the story 30 years or something post the demise of Maximus. The young boy that was played by Spencer Tree Clark in the movie, in theory, his character has now grown up, and his character is now the emperor.
Lucilla's son.
Rusty, to jump back to the indoor garden party for a moment. I mean, you're coming up here. How for you? You've acted and you've played music for so long now. What's more thrilling? What is more thrilling for you, playing live music and being up on stage a part of that, or is it, where does it rank compared to when you are in deep with a character like Maximus, or when you're performing a play? Where does live music rate for you?
Well, it's right up there. You know, it's where I come from. You know, I came out of, like, you know, if you think about when I start playing in bands, which is about 79, right? You've still got a massive, you know, sort of touring business in place, and you can be playing most nights of the week. And I come out of that. And I go into film very, very oddly from coming out, you know, like, so I'm, you know, I play live in bands. I work as a nightclub DJ. That leads into sort of music and touring, and that leads to musical theatre. And so by the time I'm 25, I've got, you know, a couple of thousand live performances under my belt, and then suddenly film came into my life. So it was a very big shift, but I had a 19-year apprenticeship, so I understood what was required, you know. So, I love working on film. I genuinely can tell you, even after all these years, the age of 59, I genuinely love being on a film set, and I always know why I'm there, which is, I think, why I love it. You walk on a stage with a live audience, anything can happen, and you get this energy exchange between you and the audience. You know, you're playing some little pub club gig for 500 people, but to me, that's just as thrilling as walking on the stage at the Academy Awards and doing any of those things that I've been involved in, you know, and particularly when you're in a band like I am at the moment, which is on fire. Then it just, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be doing, you know.
Love that, Russell. There's one movie that you did have a connection with your audience, and it still leaves a mark on me, is Unhinged. I think it's probably one of the best that I've seen, and it still freaks me out today. So I think job well done on that one.
You're welcome.
Russell, who's your tip tonight? Do you have a tip?
Well, here's the thing, you know, as a club owner, you get a different perspective on these things, you know. So I actually, probably to the great disappointment of your audience, I get annoyed by State of Origin more than excited, because it generally will take away some of our players. I think it interrupts the season. I think it gives an artificial rebalance in the middle of the year, which, you know, can have a really detrimental effect on some teams that are flowing really well. And here's the other thing I'd like to say, and I don't want to put this in too heavy a place, or, you know, but, you know, State of Origin can often be the worst night in the year for domestic violence. So if you're a person who's going to want to go and watch that game tonight, and you might like be opening yourself up to the idea of excess, just have a little bit of a thought here, you know, because it's a game and it's sport and it's fun. And don't take your excess to the point where you're damaging somebody else, because that is just fundamentally wrong. And we have a lot of words in rugby league for how much respect we have for women. And I think we now need to have a real good look at the way we schedule these games, because if we're going to be respecting women in rugby league, we have to look at how rugby league contributes to domestic violence. All of that aside, obviously I'm a New South Welshman, but I always respect Queensland. Always respect the fact that Queensland seems to pick their teams based on heart, and that always makes me more affectionate towards a particular side. But I always go for the underdog. And at the moment, they're saying the Blues are favourites, and that is just ripe territory for Queensland.
How do we not get this man voicing the pump up for State of Origin every year? They tear the joint down. Well, if you want to hear this man's voice live and in person at the Triffy, you can do it both tomorrow night and Friday night. There are just a few tickets still available through the Triffid's website. Russell Crowe, an absolute pleasure to have you on the Rush Hour. The indoor garden party happening tomorrow night and Friday night. Two shows. Get along and see this man and all the other fantastic performers that will be on the lineup. Russy, we really appreciate you giving me some time on the Rush Hour. Enjoy tonight's game and best of luck with the shows tomorrow night.
Cheers, everybody. Thanks very much for having me on.
2023 State of Origin Series. Armand Dobbo in camp in Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm sitting in our commentary box ahead of that match tonight. Dan Ganane will be your caller along with Wally Lewis and also Ryan Girdler and myself. And one bloke who is a Queensland legend. He was out last year. He's back in the squad. He won't be playing tonight, but he's very much been part of Camp Maroon, is Christian Walsh, the Melbourne Storm captain, and he joins us ahead of kickoff. G'day, mate. How are you?
Thanks for having us on, guys. Yeah, really excited for tonight. Yeah, camp's gone really well, and yeah, the team's really focused and locked in Adelaide.
It was quite unbelievable. Billy yesterday has been just very measured, but he is really clear that he picked this side. It was his choice, and he's very confident. I suppose the big talking point, Walsh, is how is that other Walsh going to go in the sense of, you know, that young fullback who everybody is talking about, Reece Walsh. Can he get the job done tonight?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think Bill's, you know, picked the team on form, and you look at the Broncos right at the top of the ladder, and you know there's a reason why so many Broncos are featuring, I suppose, for Queensland and New South Wales with Haas. They've got a fantastic team, and Walsh has been tearing it up. He's just electric. His speed just creates opportunities, and in Origin there's not too many opportunities out there. So I think Slatty, you know, he's a pretty good judge of a fullback. So I think he's pretty confident in young Walsh to do a good job tonight.
In faith, we put Billy Slater for certain. But watching some of the press conferences, I think I've noticed a bit of a change in Billy Slater. He's become very coachy in some of the words that he says. And do you reckon he has changed a little bit? He's hardened, I think, into a very tough coach.
Oh, yeah, look, I don't know. I wasn't a part of this series last year, so not too sure, to be honest. But, yeah, look, he's turning 40 this year, so maybe...
Maybe. Old man.
Transitioning out of that former player into the coach. So, look, I'm not too sure, but he's a great influence to have around our camp, as is Thurston, Miles and Smithy. So, you know, those guys are from the golden generation, and they're passing all on to, you know, the current squad who are just lapping it up.
Has Billy not turned 40 yet?
No.
That
makes me feel like shit. Get stuff, Billy. I don't like that.
He's achieved a lot.
Christian, what happens? Obviously, very shortly you guys will get on the team bus. Can you just step us through what the preparations are from the moment they get to the bus and then you get to the dressing sheds? Is there any timeline there? Do players have to be dressed by a certain time? How does it work?
Basically, for these Origins, it's whatever your routine and normal preparation is, that's how they want you, even with your strength work and gym work during the week, the respective club. Gym coaches will send the program through and all the boys will just get in the gym and do their own little individual program. You want to keep it as consistent as normal, how you normally prepare for an NRL game. So, yeah, look, there'll be masseuses on hand, there'll be boys stretching, doing extra skills, doing ice baths, and yeah, there'll be a rough run sheet there of times, and then everyone will kit up, and obviously it's an indoors warm-up for Origins with the entertainment on the field at the time. So, yeah, the boys will prepare how they normally do a club land and then all come all together.
Gee, I miss the massages, but I don't miss the ice baths. They are not ideal. Christian, how are you feeling about playing in Adelaide? It's been a lot of talk. I mean, the players are not interested and they don't hear all of that noise. But how does it feel, you know, the vibe of playing in Adelaide in an Origin?
Yeah, look, Adelaide, it's a great sporting city. And I think that's been the most disappointing thing this week, seeing the rubbish, the marketing camp. I don't know who they hired to do the promotion to you, but it's just really disrespectful to the AFL. I just don't understand how you could, you know, come watch a real game of footy. Like, I just don't know what they were thinking there when they come up with that campaign, because it's just insulting to sports fans in general here in Adelaide. And, you know, they hadn't sold it out. And I'd imagine there'd be a bunch of AFL fans who looked at some of the promotions around town and going, you know, like, stuff you, I'm not buying a ticket then. So, look, that's disappointing, because I think, you know, Adelaide gets behind great sport, and I don't think we need it. I think we can celebrate. It's crept into our game a bit that, you know, with the rugby union chit-chat and also the AFL, I think, you know, leadership in our game are pretty easy to go have a bite at other sports when, you know, I think it's really important we just appreciate all the different codes we have in this great country and then go to it. But it's a great opportunity for rugby league in Adelaide to hopefully win some new fans.
Christian, as someone who was born and bred in Adelaide, you are welcome back anytime.
Yeah.
That is spot on.
Live golf.
Well done, well said. Now, Christian, I have to ask though, as a big strong forward in this Queensland forward pack, what's the talk amongst the group with this idea that Tevita Pangai Jr. can come on, play 20 minutes and bash you blokes up? What's the talk amongst the forward pack?
There's been a few discussions internally that I won't put on the radio, but the boys are really excited. Obviously, the Blues have picked a really strong forward pack, and Tevita's a really powerful, aggressive player, as is, you know, pretty much the whole forward pack. But, I'm 90th man, so I'm not playing tonight, but my job is a week to be trying to prepare the forwards, you know, to help them for the individual preparation and do everything I can to help them. And the majority of that job is holding a pad at the end of sessions for them to run in and smash either the tackle or when they throw their bumpers up running the ball. So I've definitely felt the preparation. The boys are fired up for, you know, particularly our forward pack. I think they're going to really stand up tonight. And I'm really excited. I've got the best seat in the house. I'll be on the sideline and watching the boys get to work.
Christian, just quickly, mate, back in clubland with the Melbourne Storm, a pretty unbelievable set of circumstances today. Your former assistant coach, Jason Rolls, is heading back your way. I know you've been coached by him before or as an assistant, and he is now, and Melbourne have said this, the long-term prospect now to take over from Craig when he finally does retire. Is that a good thing? Are you pleased now that that's all out of the way and that the Melbourne Storm and even the Dragons can move forward?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I love Rolsey. I've had him for a few years and he's a great coach but also a great bloke. And, you know, as a fellow front rower as well, I might be a bit biased, but I'm pretty pumped he's in line there to probably take over the reins once Spelzer finishes up whenever he decides he's done. But I think it's a great coach for our club. Obviously, Spelzer, you know, adding another year, I guess the thought there was maybe we might have had a chance to get Rolsey and maybe he was ready to coach, but you know, I'm not sure what's happened there with the Dragons and whatnot, but as a club at the Storm, you know, we're really, really pumped to get him back down to Melbourne, and he's, you know, he's a great guy and he's got a great family, and you're really excited.
It's always a damage to the brand of the Front Rowers Union when this man comes on and speaks so eloquently. Christian Welsh, a part of this Queensland squad that runs out there tonight against New South Wales, we really appreciate you being able to come on this close to game time. Good luck. Go and do what you need to do, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, guys, and go Queensland. Go the Maroons. Let's go.
I'm always looking for a sign. In everything I do, omens are a big thing, and I'm big on traditions. Now, I have this tradition, be it as unhealthy as it may be, that on game days of State of Origin, wherever I am, and it's not because of anything else, just because I can get a feed, I don't get a feed on the sideline, I go and buy a foot-long sub and make sure I enjoy it. I have an Italian BMT. I have the exact same thing.
Great choice.
I don't have any jalapenos on it, but I have Chipotle, Southwest Mayo. It's the same thing. And it's the only real time I eat Subway. And I don't know how I got there, but I'm there. Anyway, today I'm looking at, and I thought I need a haircut. I'm going to go up to Rundle Mall in South Australia in Adelaide and have a haircut and go and have a foot-long Italian BMT sub. That's my omen. That's my tradition.
What's a BMT? What is that? What's the M bit?
I don't know. It's just Italian BMT. It's
beautiful meat.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, it's meat. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm there. I'm lining up in the queue, and to give everybody, it's a food court. It's like the food court at Harbour Town, the food court in the middle of Brisbane, and it is packed. It's 12:30 in the daytime, and it is packed. And I go up. I order my Italian BMT, and I think I'm going to go and sit down and enjoy it. And in that moment, I go and sit down in the food court. I've had the haircut, and sitting right next to me, not a word of a lie, is Tom Flegler and Pat Carrigan civilian gear eating, wait for it, Italian B&Ts from Subway. Not a word of a lie.
No.
So I'm like, boys, how good is this? And they're like, what's even better is that no one knows who we are.
Yes.
That's the first thing. And I just started, and mate, I said, are you guys excited? And we talked footy for 15 minutes, and then I felt like a sicko fan, and I'm like, oh, sorry, guys, I'm sorry to humbug you, because it had really rattled me that my omen has now, it was like a shining light. We're all three of us were eating a sub, Italian BMT subs. I even checked with Carrigan. I said, what are you having? Said Italian BMT, and Fleg goes, I'm having the same. Now, to be fair, left legs was not a half foot. Carrigan had the whole one. But, mate, literally in Rundle Mall, in the food court below Coles, there the three of us were eating a foot-long Subway Italian BMT. That's an omen. That's a sign. Queenslander win.
Wowee. That is amazing.
What I love is that these blokes are these blokes are fueling their bodies to go out and play 80 minutes of football. Dobbo's going to be sitting on his ass and he's eating the same thing.
And twice and as big
it,
as
and
who?
And loved it. And Pat loved
Carrigan.
It.
Flegler. Oh, to Flegler, yeah.
Now, all right. Yeah. But I like this, Dobbo. The sighting of omens, 133.53. Have you seen, what have you seen today that tells you the result of tonight's game?
Oh.
What have you seen?
Is there an omen out there? I reckon I've got it. I swear I've got it. Subway, eat fresh. It was it for me. It was like, you know what?
Maybe, maybe you went in to a Reese store and got a great deal. And therefore Reese Walsh is going to perform outstandingly tonight.
Yeah.
That's an omen.
Who knows?
This is what we're looking for.
Maybe you saw Billy Walters today and Billy Slater's going to do well. Who knows?
Longbow, but yes, I get it. Knows? Yeah, I get it. Like, whatever.
We'll take them all.
But that's what I think we want. The longer the bow, the better.
The sky was almost maroon this week with the fires. That's an omen.
Omen bet.
Yeah.
133.53. What omen have you seen, no matter how far-fetched, that tells you that Queensland or that maybe if it was a New South Wales omen, we'll take those as well, I guess. But 133.53, we want to know about the origin omens that you have seen today. Give us a call.
Michael in Wynnum, good afternoon. What was your omen?
Oh, I just arrived on site for work tonight, about to start putting signs out for my traffic control, make everyone's drive home an even not more nightmare out of Brisbane.
Great.
Yeah.
And then I get a message, shift cancelled, go home.
Omen.
So that means
omen,
Queensland wins?
Omen.
I'm a Queenslander.
Yes, yes. Michael. Yes.
And
yes.
It means there's one less traffic stop on
yes.
Brisbane Road.
Yes, everyone can that's get home and watch it and support. That's great,
there
Michael. Good
Amen.
Omen. Dave
Amen.
In Lowood, good afternoon. What's your origin omen?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so very busy traffic, as you'd expect tonight, and I'm driving home and I see this poor bugger broken down on the side of the road and I'm thinking, glad it's not me. And about 2 km down the road, I see another car broken down on the side of the road. Ask me what colour the cars were.
Oh, tell me they're
both blue.
Both blue.
Great news, Dave. That's a very good omen.
Omen.
Matt in Caloundra, what's your omen for Origin wins tonight?
Yeah, my omen, I saw a horse win in New Zealand today called Hammer Time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Omen.
Yeah.
That is
Hammer
a great
side,
one.
Tabuai Fado. Yep, he's
so,
a Queenslander.
And so you reckon he scores?
I reckon he scores first try.
First try.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, big Origin
wow.
omen.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, always. Damien in Chevron Island, what's your good omen today?
Oh, okay, guys. I'm not in Chevron Island anymore, but love you guys big time.
Thank you.
Yeah, on Gatter.
Yes.
I'm standing on my veranda at Pillar Hill looking at the blue ocean. Go the Blues.
No. Damien, it's always blue.
Mate, that's a longbow. Blue ocean is a longbow.
Unless someone wheeze in it, then it goes
I'm a Mexican.
Yellow.
I'm a Mexican from New South Wales. So.
That's not a very good omen. There was two broken down blue cars. I think that is Zane on the sunny coast.
Hold on. Hey, Damo.
Yes.
Did you look up today as well?
Yeah, it was blue.
What colour was this? Yeah. The sky was blue. New South Wales.
Nah, it's not. You can't have a maroon sky. Zane in Sunny Coast, what's your good omen?
Hey, so I got into work and got out of the elevator and my boss is walking up the stairs and she's one of these, you know, dropped on her head at birth or something, wearing a Blues jersey.
Yeah.
So she's just tripped up the stairs on the way up and a bloke in maroon's jersey just walked straight past her.
Right, that's it.
Made it all the way to the top without tripping.
That's
no.
That's all I need. That's done me for today. That's brilliant. I love that, Zane.
Doesn't Zane's workplace sound supportive?
Doesn't it? Really, really encouraging of other people, isn't it? Damien and Chambers Flat, what's your good omen for the Queensland Origin side?
I'm the better side of Damien than that other blue boy.
Yes,
I've just walked into a local bottle shop. Get some supplies and walked. It was just me and the girl. She had her maroons on as well. I walked into the cold room. On my way back in, a blue supporter tried to get in while I was coming out. He backed up. I just turned to the girl behind the counter and said, there's a name, and he's backing up already.
Damien.
When I was leaving, I said to the girl, you have a great night, but not you, mate. And it was gold. The whole shop was laughing.
Oh, and did you get 4X gold? Is that what you were walking out with?
I'll say yes.
Yes, yeah. Great, yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah. That's good. And if you're
sponsors
having...
of the Maroons. Sponsors, yeah, of the Maroons.
Yes, that's, yes, correct. Chris in Kashmir.
Let's get one more
omen. Chris in Kashmir, what's your good Queensland omen?
Hey, guys, go Queensland. Yeah. It's a pretty simple one, really. I just cracked my first beer, which happened to be a 4X.
Yes.
Tastes absolutely outstanding. 4X being major sponsors of the Maroons. Outstanding taste leads to outstanding performance, leads to outstanding win.
And is it ice cold?
Oh, damned ice cold.
Even better. That's a perfect omen. That Queensland across the board.
It is the longest bow ever.
That's
of all
okay.
Of
we take it.
We're in South Australia and obviously ahead of game one of the State of Origin. The South Australian government made it their initiative to take all the media out for dinner last night. Now, I was lucky enough to be invited to this. And Liam, being your home state, I mentioned to you that I was going to meet the state premier, Peter Malinauskas.
Yes.
Now, in that moment, Liesl, Liam became very much the South Australianite that he was and said, mate, he's went to my old school. Mm-hmm. I actually voted for him for school captain. He was school captain of our school. And he said, I know him really, really well. And can you make sure you say g'day to him? And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, here we go.
No, I just explained that my name carries a certain level of weight in Adelaide.
He said this. He did say this.
It carries in the same way, Liesl, that you swan around the peninsula, Redcliffe, and own the joint. And Dobbo, walks down the streets of Ipswich carrying a big
stick. Have
you got
keys to the city of Adelaide?
I don't.
Wow.
Hey, Liesl, it's not even in the same ballpark of what you are in this state.
Oh, no,
especially
what
Redcliffe.
But I can open some doors in the city of Adelaide.
The toilet doors.
So we go to this beautiful restaurant called Press, and it was magnificent. Ooh. I want to say that they laid it on. To the taxpayers of South Australia, I'm deeply sorry, but it was unbelievable. They've laid it on. And then in Swans, this tall premier of South Australia, Peter Malinauskas. Right, so I get talking to him. He's talking about LIV Golf. There's a bit of chit-chat, blah, blah, blah. And then I just went up to him casually and said, oh, a colleague that I work with wanted to say hi. His name's Liam Flanagan, and in that moment, his eyes lit up, and he's like, oh, Liam, I know him very well.
See?
I know his brother.
See?
He said, mate, at one stage, he said, I know his dad. His dad was very well respected.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, geez, he's told me everything here he's told me is correct. Then he says, how's his wife? And I'm like, who? He said, Liam's wife, Alana. He said, oh, I absolutely think the world of Alana. And I'm like, oh, this is a bit strange. And he's like, I really, really like Alana. And I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, so how are they? And I'm so good. Yeah. Where are they living? And do they have any kids they have? Like,
testing
seriously.
Testing the strength.
We're really testing the strength. But it gets better, Liesl. So he said that. And I'm like, oh, that's a bit strange, you know.
Yeah.
It was just a bit strange. The premier. And I'm thinking.
You sure there's no cracks forming
or
anything in
this is what I was thinking. And so, mate, he comes back. He comes back for a second chance. And he's like, mate, you make sure you say g'day, Liam. But, mate, most importantly, can you please say hello to Alana? I used to work with her. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that old friendship, that old chestnut. I mean,
we miss her terribly.
What have we uncovered here? And in that moment, Liesl, I text our little mate. I'm like, mate, you're holding out on us. Tell me your wife's been in a relationship with a South Australian premier. Like, there's something going on.
That's great.
That mate, it was eerie. Like, I'm not sure. Now, Liam, now's your time. All of us have had pass. All our partners have got pass. Now is the time on national radio to spill your guts.
It was a strictly professional relationship,
as far as you know.
No, Alana and did work with Pete before he was in power, back in his days when he was a union, when he was working for the Shoppies Union in South Australia. Alana did some consultancy work with him.
And look, I get it. She is a delightful
woman. She's delightful.
Yeah.
Everybody likes my wife more than they like me. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, you're so prickly.
I know. I'm very difficult to get along with.
Very difficult. Defensive, Liesl. I'm knowing a serious defense about this. Did you pass on, just out of curiosity, did you pass on that or did you just keep this little nugget to yourself, mate, last night?
No, I passed it on. yeah. the bus and on, and she did get awfully quiet.
She blushed a lot, didn't she?
Look, yeah. Shout out to Pete.
Legend.
Stop texting my wife. Rusha Howard, Lisa Jones, Liam and Dobber.
Get that same game multi feeling this NRL season with Sportsbet. They're dishing out more markets, more offers and bigger odds. Make it a same game multi with Sportsbet. Conditions apply.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Lisa Jones, Liam and Dobbo.